Welcome to Visible by Numbers with your host, Allison Bachman.
Thank you for being here. And a big thanks to Don and BBS Radio for this opportunity to be here each and every week. And I also want to thank Chet Nichols for our lovely new intro to Visible by Numbers. Thanks, Chet. We love it. Now, if this is your first time listening to Visible by Numbers, this show is all about numerology, looking at it from every aspect, from empowering you by teaching you how to use it to live a happier, healthier, and more purposeful life, to doing readings to demonstrate how insightful the understanding of your numerology can be, and also by explaining how all spiritual philosophy can be found within the knowledge of numerology. You and everything else in our universe has a distinct vibration, and your vibration can be determined by the numbers found in your very own personal numerology chart. You might be sitting there wondering how a number can give you insight into your vibration. We add numbers, we subtract numbers, but what do numbers have to do with it? Well, let me see if I can help you understand. Numerology is based upon physics, which is the science of the laws governing motion, matter, and energy. In physics, we learn that everything that exists has motion in the realm of vibratory frequency. Everything that exists in the universe, from an inert rock and minerals to organs of your body to the very sound of your name, all have a distinct rate of vibration. To measure that vibration, we need numbers. Numbers are the keys to all mysteries as they unlock the vibrational contact of any and all things. Numbers are the oldest symbols of past generations, and numbers truly are a universal language. To help you understand, numerology is the study of the spiritual qualities of numbers. In other words, the numbers have meaning. Numerology finds your numbers from your date of birth and name given at birth, which in essence is a measure of your vibration. Numerology has roots in ancient cultures such as Rome, Egypt, Greece, China. It even has ties to the Hebrew Kabbalah. It is founded upon the teachings of Pythagoras, who was a 5th century Greek mathematician, philosopher, and mystic. He traveled extensively in his lifetime, and he had the opportunity to study with the greatest religious leaders of that time in history. Numerology teaches us that there's no randomness to the day you were born nor the name you were given. It was your soul's choice. Both the name you were given and the day you were born are a roadmap to your soul's journey in this lifetime. Your numbers identify your energy and the energy which influences your life. Now, on tonight's show, the phone lines are going to be open for the duration of the show. And you know what? I think I already heard someone calling in. Do we have a caller online?
Yes, we do. Hi.
Hi, who's this?
This is Don. How are you?
Good. Hi, Don.
How's it going tonight?
Very good. I am guessing that perhaps you'd like me to do a little reading for you. Do you have a numerology question?
No, I guess I was looking for a reading, if possible, please.
That would be wonderful. I need your date of birth.
727-64.
Okay, 727, and what was the year again?
1964.
1964. Okay. Okay. What I can do with this particular reading is I'm kind of doing a reading based on your date of birth, okay? Not too many people really want to give their name on their birth certificate on air, and I understand that. But this particular reading gives a whole lot of information just based on your date of birth, and that's what I'm going to be doing here, okay?
Okay, sure.
And I'll start this off by saying, first off, we can look and we can see that your life path number is a 9, and this particular, the way in which this, the double digit before this becomes a 9, makes an indication that this is a life path, you know, where you clearly are walking that path between power and money and spirituality, and they all play an intricate part into your life. But it's truly a humanitarian life path that you have here. And usually people that have nine life paths are more drawn towards the metaphysical. As a matter of fact, what I find fascinating about nines is they seem to have this incredible ability to connect to spiritual philosophy and understand it to incredible depth. It's almost like they have a connection to cosmic consciousness or cosmic knowledge or something along those lines.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, it's like you know stuff that, you know, other people, you know, they maybe don't comprehend or understand. I mean, and it's almost like you bring this incredible wisdom with you. Now, the one thing about a nine life path you have to know is that there's something about a completion in your lifetime, something about your soul's evolution, your going up in vibration, and so you got to realize that this is particularly important with a nine life path. The one thing about the nine is it encompasses all the energy of all the numbers. And so, you know, it takes a very old soul and it takes a very wise soul to be able to handle the vibration of a nine. It's very high vibrational.
Okay.
It brings you psychic awareness. I'm sure that you're aware of the fact that you possibly have abilities.
Oh, definitely. I'll be honest with you. I had my first reading about a year ago. I mean, I've always believed in God, but never to this degree after my reading. After my first reading, my floodgates basically opened, and I've had all sorts of neat experiences.
Yeah, well, it's a spiritual leader and a spiritual teacher that you are. That's what the nine life path is about. And, you know, people like James von Prague, John Edwards, they're all nine life paths. And even in my experience of working with some really gifted mediums and psychics and channelers, and also having access to their numerology charts, they are nine life paths. So it's a very highly psychic energy as well. And so you would probably have some experiences in your life, those moments where, you know, you're like, whoa, what was that? And that is your psychic connection.
yeah, you can say that.
Yeah, you're like, wow, okay.
Well, especially after you're becoming more aware.
Yeah. Sure. And also within the past, I would say 5 years, a lot of people who maybe have been walking around, maybe not particularly awake to their spirituality or to that aspect of their soul, there's been an awakening, and a lot of people are all of a sudden, you know, kind of waking up and going, oh, my God, you know, where has this been all my life? But
yeah, you got that right.
Yeah. Well, I got to tell you that one of the things you're working on in this lifetime is unconditional love, you know, and I'm looking at your birthday number. It's a 27. Add the two plus the seven, you got a nine. So, you know, there's a lot of relationships that come along for you. And I would almost think that even in your family life, early on in childhood, there may have been difficulties with family relationships. There may have been a lot of baggage or where you've been working on this whole notion of unconditional love. Sometimes to love somebody unconditionally, you know, they're not necessarily nice people, or you have problems with that relationship. You understand what I'm saying here?
I sure do. I'm following you. Makes total sense. Thank you.
Okay. Right. But that's teaching you to love unconditionally. And the one thing, it's a beautiful thing to be the loving, compassionate, caring, and nurturing energy that is the nine. It's a wonderful thing to be born and to have that vibration. But the one thing you have to understand is you are here to give love. And give it unconditionally and not expect anything in return. And so when it comes to that golden rule, do unto others as you would have them do unto you, you're sitting around a lot going, well, what about the do unto me part, you know? Feel as though, you know, I'm like, where's mine? Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
Okay.
I'm becoming more and more aware of that as each day passes also.
Right. Well, it's really important for you to let go of the past, to forgive and forget and release any past hurts, any past relationships. And because you are a citizen of the world, you belong to the world, you're here to help humanity, and you can't let, you know, that those sort of things interfere with your mission. And you really, you know, in order to learn unconditional love, a lot of those experiences are actually put into your path to teach you it.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
I truly believe that, no, yes.
Okay, good. And you're a very charismatic person. You know, those are some of the gifts. Very charismatic. Nines are just good old boys. You know, everybody loves a nine. You can be emotional. You have a tendency to go to extremes. Sometimes nines can be a little bit of a drama queen, where one moment you don't react, and another moment you might absolutely be so depressed or so overwhelmed by emotion, You know, and that's, it's an extreme sort of a thing, you know, with nines. I don't know if you can relate to that information, but truly what you're here to do is to raise the vibration of those people around you. And you may very well find, as you live your life, people come in and out of your life frequently. They come and they go. But your purpose and what purpose you're serving is to raise, through your higher vibration, raise theirs. And once you've raised their vibration, they no longer need you. Your work is done, and it's time for them to move on. And I don't know if that helps you when it comes to letting go of people, but I'm sure you've had to let go of many, many in your life, okay?
Yeah, and it's amazing how you think it's gone, but I guess the ego brings it back.
Well, just you know, you got to kind of look at this as being, you know, there's many kinds of love, but when you come to understanding unconditional love, you really, that's the highest divine vibration. That's the Christ energy, and that's really what is expected of you this lifetime. And I didn't write this chart. I mean, you chose all this stuff, so, no, just kidding. You chose the stuff before you got here, so don't blame me. I'm just a messenger. Now I'm going to tell you, anything having to do with arts and writing, I mean, certainly you could write. Certainly, you know, you're drawn to the arts. Travel comes in for you, international travel, traveling around, that always comes in. Your life path is protected. There may be times where you've had some windfalls or inheritances or things that have given you money. You will be rewarded in your life as long as you use this service to mankind energy. The more you give, the more you will receive. And I just want you to understand that about your life path.
Okay.
Now, early on in life, I'm telling you that first pentacle from birth into age 27, you know, there might have been a time where you felt a little disconnected from other people. You might have felt quite different. You might have been a little bit of a loner early on in life. You were possibly a little oversensitive because you have a 2 challenge going on there.
Definitely.
Yeah. And, you know, you might have spent a little bit of time in a tree rather than talking to people. You know, you might have felt a little withdrawn. It would have been a very good time for your studies, for you to learn things. It would have drawn you to you might even have been drawn or had psychic experience or been drawn to looking at some spiritual things early on in life.
Mm-hmm.
Your second pinnacle from age 28 to 36 is an 11. This is a very ungrounded sort of a time for people. It's an 11 master energy, very psychic energy that comes in during that time, a lot of sensitivity. You may have felt as though there were a lot of experiences that came into your life that was teaching you to maybe look and move towards a more spiritual way of thinking. There may have been a loss that came in during that particular pinnacle from 28 to 36 that even got you started, or an experience that got you started to start thinking more in terms of your soul. Let's see, how old are you exactly right now?
I'm sorry?
How old are you right now?
42.
Okay, thank you. Don't make me do some subtraction here. Okay. You are in this 9 pinnacle right now, 37 to 45. So, and you're also going to be in a 9 pinnacle at the age of 46. Now, this is very, very beneficial for you because you have all the 9 energy you need. You're a 9 life path and a 9 birthday. And what the pinnacles are saying, it's kind of like, where did the universe put you? You have these talents and abilities. Now we have to look to see where the universe put you and what opportunities did the universe give you to use your natural born talents and abilities. Well, it makes sense. If you got 9 ability, they put you in 9 pentacles. Now you get the opportunity to use your talents. So anything that you do now until the day you leave this earth that is of service to humanity, that helps your weaker brothers and sisters, anything that you do to give unconditional love is going to work out very well for you, and you will be immensely blessed during this time. It's perfect for your energy. You still, though, you know, may not have you still have the relationship stuff, and you still have people coming in and out of your life, and you still will be working on, you know, forgiving people. But if you try to help others, you can actually achieve great things during these latter years of your life. I want you to know that, okay? What do you do for a living, Don?
Well, to be honest with you, I work at a heavy-duty truck dealership in the parts department. I've been involved in that field all my life, I guess.
Do you do volunteer work or anything along those lines?
No, not at the moment. I would really like to get into that. That's going to take a little bit of time here. I've also got I've got a little guy that I've got full custody of, so.
Ah. Well, I would suggest, you know, whenever you can, to just work with that being of service and helping others and not really expecting anything in return. And I think you're going to find that the more you use that energy, the more blessings that come into your life and the more you'll be rewarded. That's what I would tell you.
Okay.
This year for you in particular is an 8. So you may have had some, you know, all things finances being on your head right now, worried a little bit about money. But this should be a fairly good year for you maybe to get recognition for the work that you do, possibly a promotion, maybe being put into a little bit more of a position of authority or leadership. And generally, people are rewarded in an 8-year financially and materially. So it's an easier year. But
right.
It's also a year of instant karma, so just make sure that you're going to reap what you sow this year. So
okay.
Keep that in mind, okay?
Super. It's a good place to start and something to start with. And
sure. Well, it's not your full reading. I mean, honestly, this is just a piece of your numerology. You know, we haven't even got into your name. But
right.
that should give you a little bit of insight about how powerful numerology can be for you know.
Yes, I mean, that makes total sense, and I do feel that within myself. I honestly do.
Good. Well, good. Well, it's wonderful talking to you.
Also, you too, Allison, and I greatly appreciate your time, and I appreciate BBS for all the awesome shows that they offer. It's unbelievable.
Isn't it? It's wonderful, isn't it?
Oh, God, it is. It's really something.
Well, it's people like you that makes it all worthwhile, too. So I really appreciate you calling into my show and listening to it. Appreciate it.
Okay, thank you. Have a good night, and love and light.
You too.
We'll see you. Good night.
All right, good night. Okay, all right. What I was saying before Don called in is that the phone lines are open this evening. They're open during the duration of the show, and I'm going to be taking your calls. Maybe you have a question about numerology in general. Or like Don, you might want me to do a numerology reading for you, and I would be happy to lend you insight and look into your date of birth and give you the same information that I gave Don. The numbers to call are toll-free in the USA, it's 1-877-876-5227. You can call toll-free from Canada at 1-888-810-8322. And in California, you can call direct at 530-876-3222. I also want, of course, I haven't been paying attention, but I am in the BBS live show chat. I know some of you might have dial-up, maybe can't use your phones to call in, maybe you've got a question or like me to do a reading. Pop into the BBS live show chat. I'm there. I'm monitoring it. I'm not saying that I'm really good at multitasking, but I'll keep an eye on it and be happy to do a reading for you. That you can find the BBS live show chat right on the front page of BBS Radio. Hi, I hear somebody else calling in. Who's calling?
Hi. Yeah.
Who's
can
it?
Can I give you my date of birth?
Yes, sir. Can you turn down your volume of the radio show because I'm getting feedback?
Yeah, it's turned completely off now.
And your name, dear?
My name is Anu.
Hi, Anna. All right. I would be happy to do a reading for you if you gave me your date of birth. Just give me a second to get ready for you here.
Okay.
And clear some things. And okay, I'm ready. Give me your date of birth, please.
Okay, it's December 8th, 1966.
December 8th, 1966. Okay, give me just a second here. Okay. All right, Anna. Well, how interesting. Very interesting. Anna, my dear, this has just been bizarre lately, and this is, you're probably going, what, my chart? No, not your chart. You are a 33 life path, and I have to say that prior to probably the last 5 months I probably did not see 33 very often at all. It was almost a rarity to find someone with a 33 in their chart. And for whatever reasons, over the past 5 months, I am getting so many 33s with my clients and with people that I'm doing readings for.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a very significant number, and I really want to tell you about it.
Okay.
Your life path is what is considered to be a master number life path. The 33 represents avatar or Christ energy. It is love of others. It is nurturing, caring, kind, and compassionate. You have a wonderful ability to express yourself. If you find a passion in something that you do, you really can do some remarkable things with it. It is a beautiful, wonderful, there's no other way to put it, but cosmic parent, caring for everyone sort of energy.
Mm-hmm.
Master numbers usually signify potential that lies within your energy. We look at the master number and we know that there's something about your life that is meant in many ways to help others, possibly help humanity in a big way.
Mm-hmm.
This can be very psychic energy because any master number is connected to the spiritual realm. And so you may have had those experiences in your life where you have, you know, any of the clairsentience, clairaudience, clairvoyance,
mm-hmm.
those sort of things come into this vibration as well.
Right.
Now, is that making a little bit of sense to you, Anna?
Psychic, yes. I mean, I have good instincts and intuition.
You have good intuition? Is that what you said?
I said I do have good instincts and good intuition about people sometimes.
Right, right.
Like,
well, what I would tell you is that you would definitely want to pay attention to thoughts that come into your head,
mm-hmm.
Possibly, you know, where you're daydreaming and you see pictures in your mind's eye. You're very good with pictures and imagining things. You would really want to pay attention to those things. Like if the phone rings and you know who's calling, you may not be aware that you were like this from birth, and you may not be aware that other people probably don't connect as easy as you do. So
mm-hmm.
you may want to like learn a little bit more about it and pay a little bit more attention to it. But what I will tell you is that this life path early on in life, basically it's love of family. You're dealing with relationships. You're dealing with, you know, maybe possibly a large extended family. Certainly, as I said, children. Wanting to either have them, raise them, nurture them, or teach them or work with them in some way.
Mm-hmm.
Absolute healer energy within this particular energy. Quite often we find people with this energy that want to work in the nursing fields or doctors or even in holistic medicine as well.
Mm-hmm.
You have ability with expressing yourself. Artistically, in many, many ways, whether you choose to decorate your home or perhaps do artwork, poetry, writing, singing, dancing, music itself, writing, you have an ability with expressing yourself with this particular energy. But you also have to understand that you are working on relationships with loved ones. And there, you know, and there's a lot of duty and responsibility that comes in with this energy
mm-hmm.
as far as you may feel sometimes a little burdened by how much you have to do for others or how much is required of you.
Mm-hmm.
And the one major key thing that you're learning this particular lifetime, Anna, is learning to not only give love, but also to receive it because you're a giver.
Mm-hmm.
Almost to the point where maybe you could martyr yourself just to take care of other people. And you have to learn how to receive love back, love yourself, and allow people to love you back. Now, when I look at your birthday number,
mm-hmm.
which is an 8, this brings in an ability with finances, ability with management.
Mm-hmm.
This gives you an ability to be quite efficient. And, you know, you might find yourself being the type of person who could, you know, start a project and finish it and even rally people around and direct them to get the job done. Because it's a little bit of leadership and natural born authority here. A desire to want to achieve things in your life and be a little bit ambitious about life.
Mm-hmm.
It does bring in wanting success, desiring the finer things in life, really. Eight really do judge their life by achievement.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I believe that one of your biggest challenges in life, Anna, is self-worth. maybe not realizing what you're capable of doing, maybe not loving yourself enough. Perhaps you don't understand just what you're capable of doing. Maybe you set the bar a little low in your life. And there's so many, much more that you can do. You know, you need a lot more self-confidence, working on that self-confidence and believing in yourself. And when you begin to do those things,
mm-hmm.
you can achieve greater and greater things, because your biggest challenge in life is working on self-love. Now, early on in life, I'm seeing from birth to age 30, this is an 11 pentacle. This might have been a difficult or shy childhood for you. There was a lot of changes that went around or came around you during this time, where perhaps change of residence, change of circumstances for you. Things did not want to stay constant for you during that pinnacle.
Mm-hmm.
And it might have been, you know, there could have been losses or experiences during that time that maybe could have ungrounded you and made you feel as though you didn't quite belong here on this planet. You know, it could have been a difficult time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm seeing right now you're in this pinnacle of a great deal of change around you.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it's coming in from 40 to 48. Mm-hmm. And so this time of your life, you're given the opportunity to make changes in your life. Those changes can come in the form of residence, relationships, or even the way that you think, where you can actually change what you do for a living.
Mm-hmm.
This pinnacle is going to constantly bring you, the universe is going to bring you opportunity to make changes in your life. And it might feel, you know, some of them are unexpected, but you're going to be offered a lot of different things during this pinnacle. A lot of moving around here. It could even bring in some travel, and certainly the opportunity for you to experience some new and different things in your life. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And what I see for you as you grow older, really, is you know, coming to a very real spiritual place. Maybe seeking more knowledge, studying it more. I can even see where in the latter years of your life you might have a very significant contribution. You may very well build something for humanity that's very real, bring forth a dream, and build it, something that does help out humanity in some way. And I can see where this is very connected to spiritual philosophy. And you're in a 3-year, and so this is a year for you to be very creative and really try to manifest your dreams. Try to think about what makes you happy. Spend time thinking about it and bringing those things into your life. Be as creative and social and joyful as you possibly can during this year. Now, is all of this making sense to you, Anna?
Absolutely. I actually have a question for you when you stop, and then you can ask your question.
You have a question?
Yes, please.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. I am thinking of switching careers. And you're absolutely right. I'm very efficient in my work, and my boss loves me completely. I want to switch from like IT to something like creative, which gives me more meaning to my life, so that I know why I'm here. So not just doing a job. You know, I'm like done that. But I mean, I'm still working, of course. That's a good job.
Right.
So I've been thinking of expanding knowledge for books and publishing and of that sort. What do you see for that?
I absolutely would prefer to see you in a creative field.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely expressing yourself, because you are you have a wonderful ability to do that. You should be creating. That's where you're going to find your most happiness. You are in the perfect pinnacle to make a change. This is a time where you change your life and bring in that happiness and change it for the better. This is a time that actually is written into your soul contract that brings about the opportunity to make these changes, Anna. So I would say to you, you know, without me telling you, you already know what you need to do and what you want to do, and you're right on schedule.
So will this happen soon? I mean, I'm just taking classes, kind of learning about the trade because, you know, like you said, self-confidence. I do feel like I need to know 20 things before I do it, but it is building. Maybe it's just acquiring tools to build that confidence.
Right. Well, confidence is not something you build. It's a choice.
Mm-hmm.
You have an option. You can get up tomorrow and think that you're a loser, and by God, the next day when you get up, you will be a loser.
Right.
Or you can get up and you can choose to be that which you want to be, and you can choose confidence, and you can believe in yourself because you have to start with you and choose confidence. Choose it every day of your life. Feel confidence. Be confident. Wake up in the morning and just feel that you can take on the world. It's a choice. It's not something you build. It's something you choose to do. And you really need to look back into your life and look to see where your confidence has been eroded. Who or what was said or done, or what experiences did you go through that eroded your confidence? And you need to let them go. And you need to understand that this is a choice you make at this time in your life. It has nothing to do with anybody else's opinion, anybody else's judgment. It's entirely within your power to make the choice to be confident. You don't need, you just let go of everything and just choose it for yourself. Okay?
Any other advice you can give me?
Well, Anna, if I could look at your entire chart with your birth name, which we really can't do, we don't have the time for, number one, but number two, you know, we really don't want you to give that information on the radio. I could probably tell you more, but I'm limited to this information that I see before me. Once I can look at the name, then that gives me a lot more information. If you want to think about what I said, if you would like to find some more information, you're more than welcome to go to my website, which is visiblebynumbers.com.
Okay.
You can read about me and what I do, and possibly, you know, with just a little bit of more effort, we can look at your full chart, and I could probably answer a lot more questions for you, okay?
Yeah, I can do that. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You are very welcome. Thank you for calling in. I appreciate
it. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. So where we were at the time, I believe, was talking about the call-in numbers, okay? And like Anna and Don, again, the lines are open for the duration of the show. So if you want to call in, call in. USA, 1-877-876-5227. From Canada, it's 1-888-810-8322. And in California, you can call direct at 530-876-3222. And I'm trying really hard to keep an eye on that chat room. Okay, we see we have someone in here. So we'll see if they've got anything to say. Okay. Now, in the meantime, you know, we're not always certain if we're going to get calls all night long, and I've tried to prepare some interesting things to talk to you about numerology. And one of the things that I did want to mention, and Anna might want to pay attention to this, last week I offered a free reading for anyone who signed up for my newsletter during the on-air broadcast. And a lovely lady named Cecile won. And I'm going to offer the same thing this week during my show. My newsletter, I publish it once a month, free. It's on the subject of numerology. It's not only a fun newsletter, but it's also informative. It gives you additional information and insight into numerology. And I also give you information on everything from books to great websites and even news about the work that I do. If you're interested in signing up and registering for the free reading, email me at visiblebynumbers@yahoo.com and simply put newsletter in the title. I'll look over my emails. If you did it during the on-air show, I would be happy tomorrow to pull somebody's name and somebody's going to get a free numerology session. Okay. All right. See, I can't multitask. It's like chat room, talking. No, can't do. Oh, I need more fives in my chart. I really do. Okay. Chat room person. Okay. I see. If you want, if you got any questions or whatever, you're more than welcome to ask them. I can read it and I can certainly answer it online. I'm glad to see you there in the chat room. I just can't type and talk at the same time. I have this problem with multitasking. Okay. Now on to tonight's show, and like trying to discuss some things about numerology, okay? You know, it's your life. If someone came up to you and said, "Now here's the instructions to your life," would you be interested in what they were? If there were directions to live a easier life, and if there were directions for the route that you should take in life, wouldn't you want to buy the map? If there was a magic ball that you could gaze into and tell your future, wouldn't you want to gaze into it? From the minute you were born, wouldn't it have been nice to have a full understanding of who you are, what your talents and abilities were, what challenges you might face in life, and what your destiny is. Well, I'm here to tell you that there's such a manual, and there is a roadmap, there is a crystal ball, and it's all your personal numerology chart, because that is the key to it all. It is an absolutely empowering...
Thank you. Hello?
Whoa, hello.
How hello, is this Allison?
Hi. Yes,
hi.
It is. Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good. Who is this?
My name's Karen. I'm calling from Toronto.
Hi, Karen from Toronto.
Do you
have a question, or would you like for me to do a reading for you?
Yes, please. I am interested in what you have to say about my numerology.
Okay, one moment, please, and just let me clear this, and then let me get ready for your date of birth. Okay. If you'd like to give me a date of birth, I'd be happy to look at what I can.
Okay, it's September 8th, 60?
September 8th, 1960?
Yes.
Okay. All right, hold on. Okay, I want to say hi to Julia and hi to Don in the chat room. Julia, if you just want to hold on and let me do this reading for Karen, I'll get right to you. Hopefully you can hear me. And I will talk about your birth date in just a second, okay? All right, sorry about that, Karen, but I got, multitasking. I'm trying to do both at the same time, so... Let me look at
all the power to you.
Yeah.
If you can do it.
I need an assistant. Don must think I can work miracles, you know. He's like, yeah, run the radio show, do the chat. Not so easy. Okay. All right. Based on the date of birth of September 8th, 1960, I see that you are a sixth life path, which is one of, it's really kind of amazing. You kind of have this little bit of the same numbers as Anna had earlier, but yours is a 24-6 life path with an 8th birthday. Now, what I'm going to say to you is, first off, I can tell that you're an old soul. That's being reflected in your challenges. You have a zero challenge there for your lifelong challenge. A zero challenge in numerology does indicate old soul energy.
Does it make a difference the time of day that a person is born?
No. That would be basically astrology, not numerology.
Oh, I see.
Okay, we care about your name at birth and your date of birth. But on the radio, we really can't have you give your name. We're just doing you a mini reading sort of from your date of birth. Now, what I'm talking about is the sixth birthday, which is basically loving and caring cosmic mother, cosmic father energy, where you're very nurturing person, very compassionate. It's wonderful parent energy, friend energy, family energy. It brings around home, hearth, and family around you, making them very important to you. And you may have come from a rather large family, or you may have have a lot of siblings, or even just a lot of friends, because part of what your life is about is being of service to others, of nurturing others. And your life may feel as though there's a lot of duty and responsibility that involves this particular thing, giving to others. And as I said to Anna, you have to always be cognizant of balancing out the giving and the receiving of love. You are a giver. You feel good when you do for other people, but you have to learn to receive back love. You have to also learn to take care of you and to love you, because you're always going to put yourself last on the list with that sort of an energy. And you have to learn to take care of you. Now, this does bring you talents such as, artistic ability to do things with a home, making it cozy and beautiful. You can make a cardboard box be livable and beautiful. You have an ability with interior design, and certainly with music, with singing. You have an ability with creating artistic things. Teacher energy, healer energy, wanting to be of service energy, it all comes in with this life path. Your birthday number says that you're good with money, that you're very efficient, that you're a natural-born leader and authority. It says that you might want to organize chaos. So I'm thinking that your home is very organized. You might be a little bit of perfectionist when it comes to your home, keeping everything in order, having the best made, that sort of a thing is just important to you. This gives you a natural ability with being perceptive with people. It also gives you the ability to make money and to achieve things in your life because it makes you very determined. It makes you very ambitious. It propels you forward, wanting to achieve things, and you can actually judge your life based on achievements. How you look is important to you. You want to appear well off or successful. That comes in with this energy, the eight. When I look at your challenges early on in life, I would say that early on in life you may have had problems with people dominating over you, possibly being suppressed in some way. You too, early on in life, probably for the first 40 years, you're dealing with this self-love thing, knowing what you're worth, standing on your own two feet, being an individual, struggling really to be independent and to know yourself and to know what you're capable of doing, know your strengths. And so early on in life, you might be, you know, somebody might be dominating or in situations dominating over you, and you're struggling to know what you can and cannot do. Confidence, pulling that confidence in, knowing you're capable. I would say the first pinnacle, birth to age 30, is an 8. You know, when you're a child, I don't think you can go out and make millions. It would have been very conducive to a career. You may have had a career early on in life. 8s have a tendency to have workaholic energy. They like to work. They like to achieve. It's hard to say how that played itself out. But in 8 pinnacles, you know, it's a time of, you know, having to use a great deal of determination in your life and in what you do. And there may have been obstacles to overcome in the first pinnacle, certainly being an 8 pinnacle. Second pinnacle, 31 to 39, is a 6. Home, hearth, and family comes in, perhaps marriage and children, or doing something that is of service. You might have started your own business for that matter, because 6s have a tendency to do cottage industries or have their own businesses. And so, you know, there's a lot of duty and responsibility to family, taking care of them during that particular pinnacle. And age 40 to 48, we have a 5. So again, here's a lot of change coming in for you. Are you and Anna's twins? I'm thinking she had a 5 there as well. Just kidding. Because change comes in for you, 40 to 48. Change of where you live, change of what you want to do. That's what the 5 pinnacles all about. It brings you changes, even change how you think. And your last pinnacle is 7, which again is bringing in very spiritual energy, wanting to maybe go back to school or study things metaphysical or even do things having to do with the metaphysical. And you're in a 9 year this year, so you're doing a lot of letting go. It's almost like you're cleaning house. You might physically be cleaning house and cleaning out closets, and you're cleaning house in your relationships. You're deciding what makes you miserable, and you're trying to let go of stuff that doesn't serve your greatest and highest good anymore. And that's what the 9 is about. It could be a little bit.
I feel like I'm trying to reestablish a new psyche, a new way of being, of thinking, of living.
Well, I think what you're doing this year is letting go of what no longer works for you, and you're giving thought to what you want to bring in new. And you probably can sense that next year is when you're going to start bringing in these new things. I would suggest to you very strongly, think about it this year. Give it a great deal of thought. Decide what you want to let go of. Do not start anything this year, because if you start it, it may not last. Hold on until you're in your 1 year, which is next year, to begin new things. This is the year you contemplate, okay?
So beginning my next birthday then?
Well, it would be beginning on your first cycle, your first month of your personal year, beginning in 2009 is when you want to bring in new things. This year is really the year you want to hold on and think about things and decide what you want to change, what you want to let go of. Begin new things in a 1 year, and depending on how that falls in your chart. You know, I can look at that deeper if I went into your chart a little bit further, but what I'm saying is the 1 year is when you want to begin things. You can do whatever you want to do, but I'm just giving you my best advice with what is in your chart, okay?
That's great, because it feels really good to sort of coast in neutral at this point.
Right. You need to spend some time thinking, okay? Okay.
All right.
Okay? Thank you very much, Allison.
You've been very helpful.
You are very welcome. Thank you for calling. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Okay, I've got Julia in the chat room, and so I'm going to ask everybody to hold their calls, because Julia... has asked me to do a reading for her, and apparently, this is how she wants to get through to me, and I'm just so proud of myself that I caught her request in the chat room. So I'm going to sit here for a second. I'm going to look at Julia's numbers. And give me a second here. Okay, Julia. Julia, are you still listening? Say hi to me in the chat room so I know you're still with me, okay? Okay. 9/16/1961. What she put down for a date of birth. Okay. 9/16/1961 for Julia. Okay. Hey, Julia, I hope you're listening. Again, for everybody that's listening to the show, I got this information from the BBS Live chat room. And so you can always talk to the host by using that. This must be a night of sixes. Julia, your sixth life path, okay? We've talked about that with Anna's life path. And with Karen, and so this is much the same of what I just said, a second ago with my last caller, love and caring and nurturing of family. A lot of what I said, rather than repeat it, I'm just going to have you, you know, you listen to it and you heard it. What's different that's coming in here for you is your birthday number, which is a 16, Julia. And I want to talk to you about that a little bit, because the 16 indicates that you brought in a lesson from a past life. And you actually are working through some of that past life issues in this lifetime. And the way that that may manifest itself in your life is you may have found that there's times within your life that you've actually had to start over, or things just have fallen apart for you, and you're just starting back at ground zero. It's almost as though it's not really through any fault of your own. It's just circumstances. And one of the things that, you may be learning through that 16 is to truly value relationships, or truly value the things that you have. And maybe you're trying to understand what it feels like to lose things. Because somewhere, somehow, in a past life, you may have been involved in a situation where you caused someone to lose their family or lose their something very important to them. And so your soul carries this lesson into this lifetime. And so you may have experiences that create that in your life to teach your soul. The one thing that you need to know about this particular energy is it is very clairsentient. It's a very clear feeling, very intuitive energy. It is the energy of the seven. And so you have your own abilities with premonitions, gut feelings, knowing things without really having an explanation for why you know them. This makes you a very deep thinker. You live within your mind. It makes you very intelligent, very analytical, very methodical in your thinking, seeking knowledge, wanting to perfect your understanding of something. You're the kind of person that if you want to study something, you have to understand it 150%, 100%. Knowing it halfway isn't good enough for you. You really have to comprehend it. You will be drawn to spiritual philosophy with this number. It wants to take you there, because in that is where you find the origins of the soul. Quite often sevens come in and they almost are aware of being a spiritual being, having a physical experience, and it's almost as though they don't forget that connection to the divine, to the spiritual realm. Quite often they don't feel as though they fit in, and their life, when you have that seven energy, sometimes it feels a little bit like ET trying to phone home, where you're trying to find out, where did I come from? There's more to it than meets the eye. And you may find that you question authority, you question things that people tell you. You're not going to take things on face value. You're really going to want to dig deeper and understand things on a much deeper level and almost prove things to yourself. You can actually be a little bit of a skeptic when you have a little bit of seven energy in your chart. And for you too, my dear, early on in life, very sensitive person. You had that first pentacle. So I have to say, you know, you might have felt like you weren't very social, very inwardly. Your childhood, you might have wanted to spend a lot of time alone. Certainly, anything you did learning, schooling, you probably were quite bright in school. But you know, it's not necessarily a social sort of a number. It's more of an inward number. You might have felt almost as though you didn't belong, quite belong, You might have been a little bit on the psychic side. You know, there might have even been that connection to the spiritual realm coming in very strong during that time. You could have had some very spiritual experiences that came in. And you might even have started to look into things metaphysical at a very early age. And, Julie, if that's making sense to you, you can just kind of type in, yeah, it makes sense to you in the chat room, and that'll help give me some indication of where we're going here. Now, I'm going to tell you that your biggest challenge in life is self-love, just like I talked with the other girls, confidence, self-love, self-worth. This is really a major challenge for most people. A lot of people have the one challenge. Setting the bar too low, not really knowing what you're capable of doing, not having the confidence to want to achieve. You know, maybe stepping back from your power and not really believing in yourself and your self-worth. You've got to work on that, Julia. 31 to 39, I don't know if you started a family, but with a sixth life path, certainly you're going to want the home, hearth, and family and the children. Always in a sixth pinnacle, it could be having children, a lot of responsibility, caring for those that we love, friends and family. During six pinnacles, we can work and be of service to others. That also comes in. Your third pinnacle, age 40 to 48, is a four. This one is teaching you discipline. It's teaching you how to discipline yourself. And so you might find a lot of limitation around you, and it might feel as though you're having to put things together step by step, block by block. But this is building a solid foundation for you for your life financially. Your final pinnacle is bringing to you abundance, bringing to you money. So I can see after the age of 49 what its career or even circumstances of your life is going to bring to you abundance and achievement and more finances. And year in and 8 year brings money all around you, Julia. A big money around you, concerned with money. Let's see. Yeah. Okay. Are we relocating this year, Julia? In an 8 year, you could be promoted. You could be relocating because of a promotion, because of a job. I would be interested to look at, you know, who else is in your life that could be causing a relocation for you. Ideally, an 8 year is not necessarily a year where a person relocates. Yes, you could move because of being promoted, absolutely. But let me see. If you're going to make a move, I can see where that might come in for you right around July. The timing is a 5 month for you, and that might be when, within this year, the one time that you would absolutely open up to make a move. Okay, chat room people, I'm sorry. I only got 2 minutes to close the show. And so thank you, Julia, for your question. I hope the reading was good for you. She says in the chat room, self-love is a biggie for her, being confident. So, Julia, thank you for being in the chat room. I appreciate that. Wow, this hour went fast. I can't even believe it. I mean, seems like I just started a few minutes ago. Again, I did say anybody that wants to sign up for the newsletter during the on-air broadcast, you're going to be registered for a free reading. Do that, people, if you want to get a reading. The full shebang, the hour-long reading with the CD, where you can listen to the reading, all the questions you possibly could want to ask. That goes on during a reading. So register just email me at visiblebynumbers@yahoo.com. Put newsletter in the title, and you're automatically registered. You know, I had so much I wanted to talk to you about, but I do love doing readings, and I do love helping people. So it's always good when we have call-ins. I just want to close the show by saying that numerology is the key to connect to your soul. The profound information your personal numerology chart offers brings about an awareness to your true potential and your life's purpose. Numerology allows you to explore the journey of your soul in this lifetime. Your date of birth and name speak volumes about you as a person and as a spiritual being. Are you ready to listen? I thank Don again for letting me be on BBS, and I'm so happy for all the callers and y'all joining me on my show. As always, I wish you peace, love, and abundance.
Thank you for joining us this evening. For more information, or if you wish to contact Allison for a reading, please visit www.visiblebynumbers.com or email Allison at alynch@ptd.net. Have a wonderful evening and be well.